Good morning, MGTOWN Man. Right. What I use for transferring hydrogen peroxide, 6%, you know, medical grade type stuff, into various devices to keep them sterile are these little glass syringes. And the good thing about them, this one's been marked with a heat shrink tube to designate that as for alcohol, and this one will get another band on it to designate it as hydrogen, a red band on it to designate it as hydrogen peroxide, right? And what I did, they break so easily. What I did is I converted some 19 gauge injection type syringes. I don't know, I'll show this to you. Cause you just need an education. Thing. See, that was kind of a thing. That was that's been ground off flat, and then the tube, that's been ground off flat and square, and then rounded over, you know, the walls of the tube. So that's a relatively safe transfer needle rather than an injection needle, you know. And yeah, so anyway, what happens is this ground glass, they're ground glass piston in a ground glass ball. And they're fairly accurate fit, you know. So what happens is when they manufacture them, the glass is super, super smooth. It's called flame glazing. That's like the outside edge is very, very smooth. Right. And the tip is, the whole body is smooth. And the problem is, this gets into hydraulic pumping, right? That fluid in there, once, because that's a ground surface, it's like tiny little, it's like sort of like extremely fine sandpaper. And once the initial sort of tightness, the little high spots have sort of all knocked each other's off, you end up with a relatively fucking fluid retaining surface. Because water doesn't normally stay on glass, you know. And this and this. How do I fucking turn it like that? It just comes straight out. And there's a thing called surface friction, which is if you've got a small pipe and it's a very, very, very long distance, you know, the amount of friction that the water, as the water rubs through the pipe, as it rubs on the surface of the pipe, that cumulative film of friction over a very, very long distance can really slow the flow of water right down, or any other fluid, you know. And what happens is, I figured this out, is that that fluid, by being, we'll get to there, say, while it might not be an absolutely super, super, super tight seal, right? In terms of gas being gas tight and all this sort of shit, you know, the coefficient of friction just put that in there, but the coefficient of friction is so high for the water to squeeze out that tiny, tiny, tiny little gap through that really, 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 really rough surface on a microscopic kind of level, that you basically get a piston. See, that just slid down by itself, you know. Well, now the whole body is filled with liquid, or the whole contact surface. Watch this. Because if this fucking, try it the other way, right? No, fuck off. Right? Now watch this. So that's riding on a fluid, a liquid bearing, a water-based bearing. You know? A hydraulic bearing. But here's the magic. This is what makes these. These are fantastic tools. I really love them. But what makes them so sort of not insidious but so prone to self-destruction is because they're so fucking slippery. So I don't want to break any more of these. Huh? They are so fuck. They are so slippery. that nice polished. If you get glass and you put it at a high enough temperature, it'll get, flow as a liquid, and it'll make an extremely low, extremely smooth surface. You know, I'm talking down to sort of nearly the atomic sort of level, you know. And so, yeah. There you go. Right. All right, I'll show you this, right? And these just, these will just slide off your fucking desk. Any sort of a slope, any sort of a roughage, any sort of improper positioning, and they just go straight off. And because they're glass, they break when they hit the floor. And these are hard to get, right? And the reason why I chose glass is because it's resistant to hydrogen peroxide. So if I've got to transfer, you know, to keep things sterile, if I've got a, this has got graduations on it, see? I'll put something white behind that so you can see. So there's got little graduations, so I only need to withdraw that amount of hydrogen peroxide to put it in the components that need to be kept sterile. And you see these, dear patrons, these, there's just some things I can't have in the home, which is like fine china and other things. I mean, you know, I've got a bit of a great deal of arousal for fine china, you know. There is just so much really fantastic shit about, you know. That, yeah. But these are some of the most absolutely easy to break. And they're sort of like wind-up clock, little wind-up clockwork, wind-up clockwork sort of toys, you know, like those little mouse things that you sort of, and as soon as you put it down, off it goes. Well, this is the evolution of ideas, right? That there is a cutting die. And what happens is, I figured if I, see, rubber, when it comes from, it has a release agent in the die. Stops the rubber sticking to the mould. So they're a little bit greasy, just a touch, you know what I mean? Around there, you know what I mean? So raw rubber has a higher coefficient of friction, right? Get you scrub off all that lubricating mould release type stuff, right? But when you get nippers, there's some, you've really got to know your jaw edges, right? There's some where the two jaws are like that, you know. Right. And the back face of the teeth, the back face of the cutter goes like this. So what I want to do is turn these rubber blocks, these grommets, into something like a builder's pencil, right? See? that shape or that shape, yeah, that shape is kind of slippery, right? Why people who are in difficult positions is don't want a pencil that is like that is because this is sort of reasonably resistant to rolling off a flat desk, right? But when you're on a thing that's angled, that pencil's just gonna fucking roll off, and then, you know, 10, 20, 5 metres down, there's your fucking pencil. Zip, off it goes, you know what I mean? But this pencil shape is roll resistant. Although it's not a super smooth surface, you know, it doesn't roll off. Not real easy, you know? And so by using this is a, because this goes through the centre, it's a sort of a nice sort of slightly tight fit, you know, not much, that's not the point. But because there's jaws on incisors that go like that, and then there's jaws where the cutting edge of the nippers is back from the front of the nipper. So by cutting, how do we do this? So by cutting there, coming in from each side, I can end up with that lozenge shape, two flat sides, right? So the freshly cut rubber will have a higher coefficient of friction on it, right? And the oblong shape will be resistant to rolling off. So by cutting these grommets up, right, cutting these grommets up, I'll get a slide resistant and roll resistant fucking fitting to overcome the problems of these being just so fucking slippery and just going rolling like mad in all directions, or sliding off like a fucking, you know, like a bullet from a gun, you know? So that's the point. Because these things are hard to get in bumfuck nowhere. Small, because see that? At most, generally speaking, I only need to transfer about that much 6% hydrogen peroxide to keep my medical stuff and other bits and pieces sterile, you know. And that means, you know, if you're very, very careful, if you're very, very judicious with your use of materials and resources and stuff. So instead of the dumb cunt going, oh, fuck, mate, you know, and, you know, using a teaspoon of fucking hydrogen peroxide, I can eke it out just enough for the fucking purpose that I'm using it for. And that small resource will last an extraordinarily long time, you know. Here's a 25ml bottle, right? And I've got a 120ml bottle kept very cold in the fridge, you know. So this is in the dark, hydrogen peroxide degrades in the light, is chemically stabilized, which retains the hydrogen peroxide in solution and stops it breaking down, but it doesn't stop it, it just slows it right down. And so by keeping it in the dark, it stops the fucking reaction with light, and it also slows down the reaction based upon thermal activity, you know. But the problem is the issue requiring a solution is these fucking, you know, slight incline, you know, slight fucking slide wood surface off the gut, you know, and when they hit the floor, a hard floor, they break. And they're hard to get hold of. And because I haven't intentionally damaged them or broken them, but I've had about half a dozen, four or five, just go off the edge, bang, you know, broken. And, you know, so I've decided to think a bit harder, think a bit longer, and come up with a solution to minimise breakage, you know, through the slipperiness of the way it rolls and the way it slides, you know. So that's good. Thank you.